I want to go back to this in case you missed it yesterday. And I just mentioned it with Mark Lauder there, but I want to share this sound with you from Adam Schiff from yesterday. Basically saying the whistleblower now doesn't have to testify. We don't need anything. The whistleblower's good. We've got everything we need. Doesn't testify? Not one Republican gets to ask this guy a question? Really? Not one Republican gets to ask the guy a question. The second whistleblower's disappeared. And now Adam Schiff says, don't need a quid pro quo. You don't? Because I'm pretty damn sure that was the whole crux of the whole allegation that he had demanded a quid pro quo from President Zelensky of Ukraine. He had said, either you investigate Joe Biden and his kid or you're not getting military aid, which is not at all what happened. I've read the memo. But I want you to hear it because it's stunning to me that Adam Schiff would even say this. They want an anonymous source, no firsthand information, hearsay and gossip, and you don't need a quid pro quo, which was the whole, that was the whole deal. It's bite number four with Adam Schiff, just so you hear it clearly. Bite number four, go.
First of all, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo, but it is clear already, I think, from the text messages that this meeting that the Ukraine president sought was being conditioned on their willingness to interfere in the U.S. election to help the president. That is a terrible abuse of the president's power. Now, whether that abuse goes further, that is the withholding of military aid also as leverage. Mm-hmm. There's certainly strong indications that that is true as well.
All right, enough. Stop.
And we're going to get to the bottom of it. But here you have a president of the United States.
Here's my question. I keep hearing them say it's interference in the 2020 election. And I say where? Where is the president of the United States indicating, offering, suggesting anything to the idea that the Ukrainians interfere in the 2020 election? Point to it. I want to see, because I don't see this anywhere. Investigating Joe Biden in the nation of Ukraine interferes with the American elections on the other side of the world. I don't see that. I see them investigating corruption in their own country, which had been ongoing. And by the way, we now know that Ukraine had already been investigating Hunter Biden and Burisma and had already reopened that investigation long before that phone call on July 25th. The aid to Ukraine had been parked long before that conversation. And in fact, Ukraine didn't even realize the aid had been slowed down or stopped until weeks later. And it had to do with corruption because Ukraine is notoriously corrupt. In fact, the Steele dossier all runs back through Ukraine, which is probably why the Democrats are working very hard to muddy the water so that by the time you get to a John Durham report, or a report from Attorney General William Barr or Michael Horowitz or any of it, any references back to Ukraine, they'll say, see, it's because of Trump. And Trump, they'll try to make it about Trump doing something there that is completely unrelated, irrelevant, and a complete red herring. You watch. You heard it here first. That's the play. The play is to muddy the waters so badly that when the Democrats are caught in Ukraine doing unethical, potentially illegal things, that they'll say, no, it was Donald Trump that was doing all this. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. All right, quick wrap up on the debate. I'm going to give you two bites on the debate. Two bits of sound that if you haven't heard of, you should. I go through the pain of watching this nonsense so you don't have to, and I sort out the important parts. We'll start with bite seven. It's Elizabeth Warren completely unable to answer the question again about the truth. Are you going to raise taxes in the middle class to pay for your universal Medicare for all health care scheme, which is a government takeover of health care? Will you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for that? Bite seven, go.
You have not specified how you're going to pay for the most expensive plan, Medicare for all. Will you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for it, yes or no?
So I have made clear what my principles are here, and that is costs will go up for the wealthy and for big corporations, and for hardworking middle class families, costs will go down.
All right, the wealthy and big corporations. What's wealthy, number one, and what qualifies as a big corporation? That's number two. Do S-Corp people get crushed because the income flows through their personal tax return? S Corps. Well, you made $1 million. No, I had $1 million flow through, but I had $500,000 in payroll and $200,000 in overhead, another $100,000 in expenses. I made $200,000. Well, you're rich. You see, you should have a wealth tax. You brought through $1 million. That's the kind of mentality we're dealing with. And here's the last thing. I'm going to let you listen to the end of the Joe Biden campaign. This is the end of the Joe Biden campaign. You can hear it happening. Joe Biden talking about, I have frankly no idea. Bite number 12. Go.
What I talked about is how you get things done. And the way to get things done is take a look at the tax code right now. The idea, we have to start rewarding work, not just wealth. I would eliminate the capital gains tax. I would raise the capital gains tax to the highest rate of 39.5%. I would double it. Because guess what? Why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market make, in fact, pay a lower tax rate than someone who, in fact, is, like I said, a school teacher and a firefighter? It's ridiculous. And they pay a lower tax. Secondly, the idea that we, in fact, engage in this notion that there's $1,640 billion in tax loopholes. You can't justify a minimum $600 billion of that. We could eliminate it all. I could go into detail had I the time.
I could go into detail, but frankly, I have no idea what those details are. And I'm sure I would stumble over them and sound like a complete imbecile, like I have for the last 60 seconds. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Greatly appreciate your input. Whoa. Yeah, that was the end of the Joe Biden campaign. You just witnessed it. You just experienced history in the making right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.